But how'd you get the seeds in with that?
With the mule?
Uh-huh.
Oh, we had planters. Mule-drawn planters.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And now they do it several rows at a time.
This time with tractors. And
sure. Yes, yes. Okay. All right. After it's been planted, then?
We work it then.
Did you work it before it came up?
No, ma'am, mostly after. Sometime if it came a big rain or something, they might run something over, kind of, you know.
Uh-huh.
If it's kind of what we call sandbarred or something, they kind of run something over to kind of loosen it up and stuff to come on up out of there.
Okay, and then after it was up, you just had to keep the...
Working, yeah, keep going, working it.
And that was to keep the weeds out?
Yes, ma'am, keep the weeds and grass out.
Okay. Do you remember that big business when so many people had to quit raising cotton? I donll remember.
Oh yeah, yes ma'am.
The boll weevil business.
Boll, yes ma'am.
Were you farming then?
No, ma'am.
You were still young. I don't even know what year. When was that?
1918.
Oh.
I think it was 1918, 19 something.
But you remember?
Yes
that?
Ma'am.
Yeah. People got pretty discouraged. Huh?
Yes ma'am. And that put them out of business.
Yeah. A lot of people lost their homes.
Yes, ma'am. Sure.
Okay, yeah. And then the cotton, does it have to be sprayed and all that stuff? I know a little bit about tobacco.
Now it do, yes, ma'am. Just spray it now. Yes, ma'am.
And then just wait for it to get ripe? And
yes, ma'am.
You don't have to do any breaking off?
No, ma'am. Okay. No, ma'am.
All right. And is there a lot of cotton raised around here?
Not too much now, no ma'am.
What, do some people just have a little patch around? Or?
I don't know a patch right around in this county.
Is there?
No ma'am.
Well, there's still a good bit of tobacco raised around here, right?
Oh yeah, tobacco.
Is that the major agriculture?
Yes ma'am, right through in this section.
Uh-huh. What else?
Tobacco and corn and peanuts. Peanuts, quite a few peanuts.
Okay, anything else that's grown on the farm to be sold in general around here?
Oh, yeah. Watermelon.
Oh, sure.
And cantaloupes. Mm-hmm. And cucumbers. And thing like that.
Okay. And what do you call grass that grows up in a cotton field where you don't want it?
Crabgrass, I believe it's called.
Any other kinds? Is it a real problem?
Well, I believe that crabgrass is about the only problem in the cotton field. Yeah.
Is that really bad?
Yes, ma'am, if you don't keep it out. Yeah.
How often did you have to dig it out?
Well, while the cotton is kind of young after it growed up and put a big shade, you know,
it'd kill it.
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. You say cotton and corn grow in a big or a little...
field.
Uh-huh. Any other word you describe a...
patch.
Okay. And do you use both of those words around here?
Yes, ma'am.
Cotton
patch. Cotton field.
Okay. Does it have to do with which is bigger or which is smaller, or you just may call it either one?
Well, it may... or either one.
Okay. Yeah. What do you call the kind of fence that's wire and has little sharp points on it?
Barbed wire.
How's that?
Barbed wire.
Okay. And when you set up, when you have a hen and you put her in the nest and you want her to start laying eggs, I think they used to put a little kind of artificial round thing to fool. What did they call that?
Nest egg.
Yeah, and what was it made out of usually?
See, man, some kind of little old gummy perch or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, some little old plastic something.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what about if you have a nice set of dishes, you might say it's made out of
china.
Okay, did you ever see an egg made out of that?
China.
Uh-huh.
I said, it probably might have, yeah.
Uh-huh. And if you did, you'd call it a what? Then?
Nest egg.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Or would you call it a China?
China nest egg.
Okay. Yeah. And